10 years ago, the neighborhood city council system began to try to make City Hall more responsive to all parts of the city. Volunteers from all over Los Angeles dedicated their own time to tackle problems in their neighborhoods. There are people like Iona Diggs, chair of the Voices of 90037. Diggs was recently interviewed by journalist Melissa Liu.
The reason that I'm on there, because I am dedicated to improving our neighborhood. Because I care.
The councils were started to increase community participation in the political process, but they have faced problems. That's why 8th District Councilmember Bernard Parks is hosting a series of 5 meetings throughout the city. Parks was recently named chair of the Education and Neighborhoods Committee, which oversees neighborhood councils. Dennis Gleason is Parks' press deputy.
As long as there are concerns out there about how well do they spend money and are their elections fair and was it truly stakeholders that were voting and elected the board members, if there are those outstanding issues, then that kind of gives an excuse, I guess, for them not to be taken seriously. So he's really hoping that he'll be able to strengthen the system so that they can really play a stronger role in Los Angeles city government.
Sometimes neighborhood councils have a hard time simply functioning and getting enough people to the meetings. Linda Lux is on the board of neighborhood commissions and also president of the Venice Neighborhood Council.
It's really hard for grassroots organizations like the neighborhood councils to function and to grow and to be effective. And this will help in that regard. And in my opinion, there needs to be some standardization and conformity to make it easier for everyone to function on the same page.
In Los Angeles, 15 council members represent 4 million citizens, which breaks down to 250,000 people per council member. Because of this, 8th District Press Deputy Gleason says these neighborhood councils are essential.
They really help the city and the council kind of zero in on what's important to the community and what needs to be paid attention to.
John F. John formerly served on the Griffith Park Neighborhood Council and has been active in other councils.
It's important for a neighborhood activist to attend Councilman Park's outreach meetings because he's a new chairman of this committee, and we want to impress upon him the importance of the neighborhood councils.
After they get comments from the meetings, Park says he will come up with motions to bring some changes to the neighborhood councils. The meetings will continue until March 8th. Kira Brecky, Annenberg Radio News.